Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, we have made the offer to you guys before. Look, we will do a background check for you guys. It can be expensive. You give us the info. We hire the PI. We do the background check. But you have to agree that we give you the results of the background check on the Bert Show for everybody to hear. So if you're into that, you can hit us up at thebertshow.com. And we got to take her.
Hello, Bert Show fam. P1 here. First and foremost, I'd like to say thank you for a wonderful show. I am a new mom who works from home, and you guys are my daily adult interaction. Secondly, I'd like to stay anonymous as I ask you to please do an investigation on my best friend's new boyfriend. Let's call my friend Ashley. Ashley is a wonderful person. She is caring, loving, kind, and has worked really hard to build a life she's proud of. She's been a single mom since divorcing her husband almost 10 years ago. She's been dating here and there, but nothing serious. She is, like Abby, on the dating apps, and it hasn't worked well for her at all. She's met some real POSs. Same. Recently, Ashley met a guy who she fell head over heels for. They dated for months but were never official because he had commitment issues. She was borderline in love with this man. Unfortunately, he did not feel the same and never wanted to be exclusive. So for her mental health, she had to break things off. Just 2 short weeks later, she starts dating a guy that I had never heard of. We will call him Zach. Then all of a sudden, they became exclusive out of nowhere. Myself and Ashley's other friends think that she's just rebounding from the first guy. And well, Bert Show, this new guy smells like bad news to me and all of her friends. What I know so far, he is a father of 5 children and recently got divorced, or so he tells Ashley. He is not allowed to see any of his children because he has a restraining order against him by his quote unquote ex-wife. I did meet Zach one time and asked him what he did for a living. He said, I used to own my own store, but my ex sold it. That was it. Didn't say anything else about what he did now. Ashley has her own home, own land, and lives by herself. I could see this guy taking advantage of her very easily. Ashley has also admitted that Zach has quote unquote financial issues due to his ex-wife. I just don't know that he's being honest with how deep these financial issues are. I found some other things I didn't like after I scoped out his Facebook. It is bad, full of red flags. A lot of his posts are adult and super grotesque. Nothing a father of 5 should be posting on social media. It's really disgusting, to be honest. It also states that he's single. No posts about his children, ex-wife, nothing. I'm afraid Ashley is going to fall for this guy, rebounding from her first, and allow him to take full advantage. She's very giving, and I'm scared for her. Her friends and I have all talked about submitting this email to ask for your help. I hope it is received well, and I hope that you guys can help with the situation by doing an investigation on him. The problem is, all we have is his Facebook. I could potentially get his number if needed, but that's all I really have. I hope you guys can help. Thank you. Signed, worried friend of someone who's probably dating a murderer.
All right. Good radio, bad idea. Look, this is a grown-ass woman. I mean, if we can do it. And besides finding, you know, that he is indeed a murderer, look, there's nothing you're going to be able to say. Your friend already knows all this. She's been on his Facebook. She knows exactly what he's all about. So now you present even more stuff. If she's in love, there's nothing you can say.
Until you want to see it for yourself, you're not going to see it
at
all.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She has more than enough information on this guy already to take to her friend. And if her friend doesn't see it from all that was already mentioned, anything short of a murderer, I don't see her changing by finding out anything else knew about him.
Well, I happen to think it's both good radio and a good idea.
Okay.
Like, look, women, we got to look out for each other. And sometimes I think we need as much tangible proof as possible to be able to show your friends that the guy that you're dating could possibly be a murderer. Okay, so he might not be a murderer, but there's definitely some shady stuff going on and tons of red flags. And I think a lot of the stuff that you mentioned is very easy for somebody dating somebody else to brush off. But if you have something more tangible, like, I don't know, a felony background, I feel like that's a little bit more somebody would be more willing to take that seriously with someone that they're potentially in love with.
Even if he has a felony background, if she loves this guy and is so focused on it, she's going to say something to the effect that was the old him. He's not like that anymore. She's going to make a million excuses on why she should go out with this guy anyway.
And you got to think about the fact that she said that she has not been excited or met anyone. She's tried so hard. So like Abby, in your situation, you do finally meet that guy and it does feel like it's the world and it's everything. And your friend tells you, I'm not so sure. Are you really going to listen to her?
Well, here's the thing. I would have already done all this research. And if I've gone through his Facebook and I've decided that everything he's posted is fine and dandy, you ain't changing my mind.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is meddling to the 10th degree, but I mean, I'm here for it. Because at least as a friend, you know, you did everything you could to warn her. And so you have your own peace of mind.
Sure. Sure, we'll do it.
The Burt Show.